This is Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Organ. The Department of Fisheries, Forestry, and Agriculture is looking into an increased detection of Japanese beetle in St. John's. However, officials don't believe this can impact the West Coast. Sabrina Ellsworth is the department's Director of Agriculture Research and Production. She says they're working closely with the Canadian Food Inspection Agency to identify where Japanese beetles have been detected in order to develop a treatment and eradication plan.
The treatment and eradication plan could include a couple of things. They could include restrictions on plant and soil movement within a particular quarantine zone, and it could mean treatment of a larvicide in a particular area, again, within a zone that is related to the detected sites.
Japanese beetle has been an invasive species in Newfoundland, Labrador since 2014, and last year they were first detected in St. John's. Ellsworth says this species is a severe threat to agriculture, horticulture, landscaping, and forestry industries.
The Japanese beetle eats over 300 species of plants, and it can move very quickly. The one adult female can lay 60 eggs per season, and the concern right now is that the detections have indicated that there are females in the populations that have been detected.
The Canadian Food Inspection Agency has 80 traps set up throughout the province, and Ellsworth says for now the West Coast is safe.
And they monitor this pest every year as part of their plant health surveillance program. And it's their authority and their regulated pests, I guess. So they are the ones that do monitor for this every year, as well as other regulated pests that are in their listing. And so while there are 80 traps scattered throughout the province, the only detections so far have been on the Avalon region. There's nothing here on the West Coast that have been found.
Ellsworth says the Japanese beetle is very easy to notice.
A shiny green metallic body, and they have these five little tufts of white hair on their back on either side. So they are quite noticeable. They are small, though, is the only thing. They're only 1 centimeter.
Ellsworth says this invasive species may become a bigger problem here as climate changes. That's a look at Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Organ, reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative.